This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, May 27. Our passage is from Acts 26. Short time or long, I pray to God that all who are listening may become what I am. Paul's message to King Agrippa is his own personal testimony about his meeting with Jesus. In a brief moment on the Damascus Road, Paul's life was turned around. God transformed him from a persecutor of the church to a missionary to the Gentiles. But Paul's argument isn't based on only personal experience. He understood that the mission of Jesus was also foretold by the united witness of the Old Testament prophets. Hearing Paul's message, King Agrippa challenged Paul with a simple, direct question. Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to become a Christian? Agrippa was really sidestepping Paul's argument. If Agrippa believed the prophets and the prophets pointed to Christ, then Agrippa had no choice but to face the fact that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah. What about you? If you are a seeker of truth, I pray that Paul's words will lead you to Jesus. If you think that you have the truth, but it is not in Jesus, I pray that you will soon see him as your Savior. If you profess to be a Christian, but your life is far from God's expectations, use this time to come closer to him. We do not have the luxury of postponing our spiritual quest for God. Life is too short to postpone cultivating a conscientious, committed connection to Christ. That relationship is our greatest joy. Dear God, create in me the desire to draw near to you. Whatever my circumstances, whatever my excuses, send the Holy Spirit into my heart to live for you. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.